This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our truck drivers and men and women out there in the 18-wheelers coast to coast, border to border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Check it out. All right, well, joining us from UndergroundUSA.com, it is the one and only Frank Silvato, to be greeted by our group on the porch. Ha-ha! Ha-ha! They were waiting. By the way, that's okay, guys. All right. All right. Thank you. All right. They were waiting from the night before when the Lightning won the Stanley Cup.
Well, you know, I'm sure at least one of them was wearing a Blackhawks jersey, but that's okay.
There were some people wearing. I did see some people wearing Blackhawks stuff at the game. I did watch it on television.
Well, you know why? It's because Chicago has a propensity to come down to the west coast of Florida, where New Yorkers go down to the east coast.
Yep, they do. They do. You're right.
So I'm not surprised.
And you're on the west coast, which is that explains it all, right?
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, let's say the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag,
of the
United
States
of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two big words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, we're leaving Afghanistan sooner rather than later. Joe Biden says, have no fear. We're doing okay. We're getting out of here. We're using our safety zone and all this other nonsense. Listen to this.
The president announced that America's troop presence in Afghanistan will be finished on August 31st.
The drawdown is proceeding in a secure and orderly way.
In a White House speech, he said the U.S. went into Afghanistan nearly 20 years ago to get the 9/11 terrorists and Osama bin Laden and to degrade the terrorist threat.
We achieved those objectives. That's why we went. We did not go to Afghanistan to nation build.
The president thanked U.S. service members and their families for their service and sacrifice. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Now, it should be pointed out that no thanks to Joe Biden, who voted against going after bin Laden. You knew that, right?
Yeah, he's one of the two?
Yeah. Yeah, he voted against going after bin Laden. If they had have listened to him, we would have been there longer in a different capacity. But you said something, and you're the second person I've heard tonight say that, if we have one more caller say that, about the fact that we should have gone in a lot tougher, a lot harder, and maybe we should have just nuked them and said, that's what you get the first time. We're taking 3,000 of our souls. The next time, it's done.
Well, to go in there after what the Russians did, to expect change the culture
mm-hmm.
was naive. You know, the Islamophobia played the long game, and the Taliban knew this day would come, especially when you have, and now Biden is the second president to do it, Obama being the first,
mm-hmm.
when you tell the enemy when you're leaving.
Yeah.
Because the Taliban knew all they had to do was wait. Mm-hmm. And now they are better trained because they fought us for 20 years after fighting the Russians for 20 years. They've got equipment because they're going to take all the American equipment from the Afghan army, and they're going to take Afghanistan back over. And now we have a more potent group that really hates our guts than to the next group that wants to perpetrate something on American soil. So
right.
we should have gone over there with overwhelming and devastating force, lit a candle in the cave of Tora Bora, and then now we're do it again.
Yeah, you're right, because I saw the video last night of them coming right down to Main Street to go towards the Bagram air base, and they had the Russian tanks up front, and they had a couple of our MRAPs, which are very expensive vehicles that they got from some some Afghani military guy that jumped out and said, "I'm getting out of here," and then they had some of our Humvees.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was looked like an American convoy.
Anybody who thought that it was going to be a different story there after we left the way that we did, and I am not diminishing the efforts of the people in uniform who were over and do their best for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I think they put up with a lot of interesting things on the field of battle with the they had their hands handcuffed a lot of times. But you don't telegraph when you're leaving or how you're leaving. And Democrat presidents in recent history did exactly that.
Well, remember, speed is safety, according to Biden.
Yeah, so time and get the hell out of there because, you know, when the Taliban come rolling into Bagram and everything is left there for them to use, let's be better equipped.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's not,
you know, we literally dropped a bunch of stuff. We said, hey, man, would you like to have some these?
Yep. And let's not forget that we've got the embassy in Kabul that apparently they're going to stick around at. That could get real interesting real quick.
The case of Iran all over it.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought. We're coming right back with more with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go over there, check it out. Take a look at all the different things that he has to offer there, too. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bluestar medicated ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Bluestar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Bluestar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Bluestar in the first aid section. Feel Bluestar work fast or your money back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do
it. All right, thank you very much, and that's the combined total of both the Internet and terrestrial radio, and we're proud to have that number. As a matter of fact, one day last week when little Mr. Fat Boy Steltler was saying, I just had the worst night he ever had, 676,000, we hit 2.4 million on the people meter that we have. So there you go. All right, now, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers in the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida and Tampa, plus up and down the East Coast, through the Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection of over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles at the Moss dealerships. I'll tell you what, clean trade-ins now are commanding a great resale price, up to 21% and maybe higher in some cases above where it was a couple of months ago for a used vehicle in good condition. You can upgrade your ride now, have some extra money in your pocket, and all you got to do is check out one of the Moss Nissan stores. Remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, side by side. They are the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and pastors get a great deal on your vehicle. And don't forget to take a test drive in the Nissan Rogue, the hottest SUV in the market today. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget, locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura, side by side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All right, Mr. Frank, go back over here. Tell you what, we've got a situation where, and I know you've been through this, and it's really horrible. You go through a disaster like the Miami condo situation. Mm-hmm. Now they're saying, okay, it's a recovery effort. Even though we tried our best, there's not going to be anyone else left alive. You and I knew that last week when we talked about it, because we've been through it. And they had a big ceremony with the first responders and a lot of the relatives there and all that. It was heartbreaking to see it, because I keep thinking to myself of the kids they found, the young ones they found there, and the firefighter whose daughter was found there. Wow.
Yeah, that one struck very close to home.
Yep.
You know, the beautiful little 7-year-old. I cannot imagine the angst that man feels finding that child in the rubble.
Yeah. And
that would be career ending for most. You know.
Yeah.
My heart is with him, brother. Keep your chin up, man.
Yep.
You know, even if it's a career, just keep your chin up. Do not let it eat you alive.
Yep, and 64 people dead. We had people, when I was in the situation I was in, that we had to leave behind. One of them died right in front of me. I couldn't do anything to help him. And but at least he knew that he was amongst friends, and we did everything we could to help him.
Well, you know, this is what the job is. Mm-hmm. You train for it. You put the badge on for it every day when you go to work, and you hope it never happens.
Mm-hmm.
But when it happens, you got to stand up and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I said, and we said this a couple of times, a lot of guys will look at this and say, that was enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you going through something like that, especially if you've got 15 years in?
Yep.
You know, getting close to 20 years in, maybe you've got a little over 20 years in. So that could be the last one.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Biden health secretary, Xavier Becerra, or Baccaria, as Joe Biden said that one time, oh, Mr. Baccaria. He says, absolutely, it's the government's business to know who got vaccinated. Well, they're talking about coming and knocking on people's doors to check and see.
Absolutely not.
Insane.
Absolutely not.
No.
We have privacy laws, especially when it comes to medical records in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And no emergency carve-out workaround that Congress wants to try to throw in there is going to change that. You would have to go in there and get rid of HIPAA laws. Now, the protections in there are electronic records, but that's the only kind of record we have today when it comes to vaccinations,
mm-hmm.
are the electric stored records. We're not keeping a big giant book. People are logging codes in to medical records that are online. So let's the canard that somebody's got a handwritten ledger on this.
Mm-hmm.
An electronic record. HIPAA protects that. They can't give it out. The government isn't supposed to know that. Oh, and by the way, Mr. Baccaria, mm-hmm. Mr. Baccaria,
yeah.
He said, the government spends a lot of money to keep people alive. Mm-hmm. What an arrogant thing to say, but expect nothing less from a former Attorney General of California.
Idiot. All right, we're going to go to Todd for a minute, because we're going to get 60 seconds with Todd. Okay, go, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let me say something to Rush Limbaugh, who I look like as my dad when my dad passed away, because my dad was the most honest guy that ever lived, except for Jesus. By the way, Jesus came. This is why you put your faith in. You don't know when your number's up, okay? You don't know when your number's up. And that's why Jesus came, to put your faith and trust in him, so when your number is up, you go to heaven, okay? He's the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by him, okay? That's number one. Number two is... fake Republicans, you're a disgrace. Okay, we know the Democrats hate us, but McConnell, McCarthy, Lindsey Graham, y'all. If I was a senator, every day I'd be out there. Trump won in a landslide, and Biden's plans are stupid. Make America great again. Trump's economy was a great economy, and that's what we're doing. And no, get off our property. You're not going to come to knock on our door and ask about. Shut up. You know the Democrats. They say tolerance, power. No, you're the intolerant one. You're the Marxist communist who wants to knock on our door and infringe upon our freedoms while the Supreme Crooks look the other way. If I was a Supreme Court justice, I'd take my robe off after the day's work. I'd get out the press and say, what happened to Donald Trump is the biggest disgrace in American history. That's what I would say. And it can't happen. This is a disgrace. And Joe Biden didn't win anything, so we can't pass it. Plus, his bills are stupid and his plans are bad for the country. Right. Stand up for America. Donald, you have a press conference every day.
Thank you,
at
Todd.
12 o'clock and 6 o'clock. Let's get to work.
Thank you, Todd. Okay, thank you. What'd you think, Frank?
I agree with everything that he's. I'm gonna make a suggestion here. Mm-hmm. I might be dating myself. Mm-hmm. Todd, Sanka, man, you've got to drink Sanka.
Decaf. Oh boy!
You know his blood pressure is up there right now, and he is zinging.
Oh,
zinging, baby.
Yeah.
It's 5:30 there. Yeah. Sanka, decaf. Sanka.
Speaking of zinging, the once famous attorney, the guy that was supposed to be the presidential candidate in waiting, Michael Avenatti, is going to jail for 2 years and 6 months after trying to shake down Nike for a mere $21 million.
And he did it seem like a little. He's crying like a little baby. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Whenever a high-profile charlatan attorney when the devil comes knocking to pay him his due, I can't not celebrate that. So I hope he takes the 2.5 years he has, and he'll be out before that. I'd be surprised if he actually spends 6 months in jail. But I hope he takes that time to try to figure out how to actually not be a shyster when he gets out.
Mm-hmm. By the way, New York City, you want to talk about rain? They're walking through waist-deep water in the subway to get to the subway trains. That happens all the time. AOC chimed in with her infinite wisdom and says, well, you got to have my new Green Deal and you not have these problems no more.
Yeah, a more uneducated and more intelligent person would be hard to find in Congress today. from the Bronx, and she's trying to say that that's all because of not having the Green New Deal. No, that's what happens when you have a slow-moving storm come about when you have infrastructure that's in need of modernization.
Yep. Well, I'm going to let you go. It's a Friday, and I will talk to you on Monday morning. We're going to be high and dry, so enjoy your weekend, my friend.
Hello, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, the website. Go there and check it out, undergroundusa.com.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden, talking to the nation Thursday, insisted it's not inevitable that the Taliban will retake control of Afghanistan, pointing out that the Afghan government has a far larger and technologically superior military. They have the capacity, they have the forces, they have the equipment, end quote. Monday, more than 1,000 Afghan soldiers ran away from fighting and fled to neighboring Tajikistan after clashing with Taliban militants whom now control most of northern Afghanistan. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra said the Biden administration has requested the names of Americans who have refused to take the experimental COVID-19 vaccine. Mr. Becerra on CNN.
So it is absolutely the government's business. It is taxpayers' business if we have to continue to spend money to try to keep people from contracting COVID.
COVID-19 has a 99% survival rate. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark Walters. We appreciate you very much. A couple of days ago, I was on his show for a whole hour, and we talked about all sorts of stuff going on around the country. It wasn't just about guns. It was about America in general. I'm going to do that in just a couple of seconds here after I tell you that this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Everglades Equipment Group. Now, remember, nothing runs like a deer, a John Deere, that is, and Everglades Equipment Group is a John Deere dealer. Now, they have reliable equipment, they have fair prices and extraordinary service. They can fix just about anything you got that has a problem with it when it comes to equipment. Now, if you need, maybe you need a leaf blower, got it. Maybe you need some common tools and utensils, got it. Maybe you need something for your garden. Got it. How about some potted soil, some sod, maybe some fertilizer, this, that, and the other to help along with your green thumb? Got all that, too. And guess what? Guess what? Want a mower? Yep. Self-propelled? Sure. Push mower? Absolutely. Unself-propelled? You're the propellant? Absolutely. How about a riding mower? One of those sit-down mowers that you can spin around 90 degrees at a time. Got one of them, too? Yep, absolutely. How about a little tractor? Maybe with a 60-inch cut on it because you got a bigger cut you got to do. Got them, too. And, of course, the backhoes, whatever else you need to have at Everglades Equipment Group. So check them out. There are four dealerships within the sound of my voice here in the great state of Florida listening to me right now. And I will tell you, I totally endorse Everglades Equipment Group, especially my buddies over there on 114th Avenue in Pinellas Park. Hello to them this morning. So check them out, Everglades Equipment Group. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Well, you know, folks, unfortunately, the two-party political system in America just has not served us well. And for many years, I don't believe I've seen such a rapid turnaround to American society as what I've seen during the Trump presidency. Because in just a few short years, we went from becoming energy, or we became, rather, energy independent, with gasoline selling for less than $2 a gallon. Our borders are on the way to being controlled. Our unemployment was the lowest in 50 years. Blacks and Hispanics, all-time record lows. The bottom 50% of households saw a 40% increase in their net worth. 7 million new jobs created, with almost 7 million people off food stamps. 1.2 million manufacturing jobs created. Unemployment for women hit a 70-year low. Trump signed the largest tax reform package in history, giving a typical family of four earning $75,000 a $2,000 tax cut, with over 400 companies announcing that bonuses, wage increases, new hires, and new investments in the United States would take place. And then, of course, there was over $1.5 trillion repatriated back into our country from overseas. The Dow went from 20,000 to 30,000. Our military got rebuilt. And that's just the short list. And it's possible that President Trump did what no other president in memory has ever done: give back America to Americans. And with all the pride that goes with it, too. Now, did Trump turn his attention to his country rather than his party? Oh, yeah. Was Donald Trump actually putting America and Americans first? You betcha. Was he a president that owed nothing? No peripheral political deals? No paybacks? And by the way, gave his money that he got paid as president? Paid it back to different agencies within the government? Who does that? Not Joe Biden. I'll bet you the farm on that one. And at the same time, I've never witnessed such an offensive, treasonous, dirty, and even murderous reaction to the Trump success by the Democrats. Just taking everything and just turning it upside down and backwards. The Democratic Party has gone completely over to the dark side, giving a hard sell on the evils of America to the disenchanted, the underachievers, and every minority group, especially the blacks, spreading hate, division, blame for their circumstances on a community and a racist country. Then up opening the Marxism, bringing that out, watching many people just in disbelief, like my, you know, I'm not in disbelief. I'm not surprised what they're doing, but many are in disbelief. The Democrats have seen the frustration that they've created. Many Democrats saw President Trump lift them out of their mess and give them back their dignity, give them back America. Some Democrats have walked away from the Democratic Party, not as many as need to be, but some have, and said, that's it, we can't stand it. Now, what's made this national crisis form to even the thought of our founders is that they were concerned that the majority would lord over the minority. And that's why we have a Bill of Rights, the branches of government, the Electoral College. But that's not what we were experiencing. Because the Democratic Party, after the 2016 election, refused to accept any future election loss. And they saw to it that they would win regardless of the will of the people. And they had BLM and Antifa in the streets and in the wings, burning, threatening to burn down the country and anything that got in its way with anyone that disagreed. So now we have a situation that nobody ever anticipated. The minority pretending to be the majority, lording over the real majority. And no clear-thinking person believes America is inherently racist, an evil society that we should teach children that white people are inherently oppressors, privileged, while black people are inherently oppressed by design. But here it is. America is close to a race war. Just what Democrats ordered. Chaos. Just what they need to close down the country and take complete control. Chaos. It's what they want. It's what they got. But, I feel the turnaround is coming. I was at the rally, Donald Trump, last weekend. I was at the rally. Americans are getting Democratic Joe Biden, Kamala Harris fatigue. They're fatigued over their children being indoctrinated rather than being educated. They're fatigued over manufactured racism. They're fatigued over massive increases in crime. They're blaming everyone and everything except the criminal. And they're fatigued over destroying the greatest economy in our history because it wasn't their idea. Fatigued over the Democrats opening our borders in order to create a new underclass that they can buy off with taxpayer money. Fatigued over rewriting our history to meet their narrative. Fatigued over Democrat operatives pretending we are the that claim to be the news media. They're fatigued over a virus and pandemic that looks increasingly fabricated for a purpose. They broke what wasn't broke, folks. They fixed what didn't need fixing until it did break. And Democrats do what Democrats do, create a problem and then introduce a fix that only benefits them. Now, what's worse is we have a corrupt mental case in the White House, spending our country into financial oblivion as he and Kamala, his partner in crime, chase shadows with a Marxist in the wings, Kamala Harris, promising to be an even bigger disaster. What President Trump built is being torn asunder. The free world, of course, is now in grave danger. And no one can convince me this was the people's choice. Nobody. So wake up, America, while there's still time. Wake up. Get involved. This is the year. This is the time. Get involved. Do whatever you can, however you can do it. Think nationally, but act locally. And remember, it's we the people that run things, not me the people, not they the people, we the people. They work for us. Let's start acting like it. By the way, they need all of us right now. They need all of us right now because it's election time coming up next year. And a lot of people are holding their hand out going, well, can't you give me $5? Can't you give me $10? Can't you do whatever? But guess what? Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen. We are not going to let them take control of this country. I'm sorry. We're coming back. We're roaring back. We've gone nowhere, and we've got nowhere to go but up. We're going to take our country back. It all starts this year. All right, I'm coming back. Patrick Hyland. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Know the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. Thank you very much, announcer lady. By the way, this portion of the program, final segment, brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9 foot tall Uncle Sam with a red, white, and blue flag there, too. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And unlike the big box stores, they will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. Just set up an appointment for service. Don't forget that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, on the telephone line, we have got the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, Mr. Quarterback.
Good morning, Matt, Bruce. Good to be with you here on a Friday morning. And nice Friday morning it is for all the Tampa Bay Lightning fans.
Well, I watched that game the other night from start to finish. I wanted to see it. I had every bit of confidence that the Lightning were going to win. I didn't think it was going to be that close, but I had all the confidence in the world that the Lightning would win the game and we would get the cup back for a second year. I'm happy to see that that's the way it happened. But that goalie, Vasilevskiy, that goalie was nothing short of spectacular.
The guy's been fantastic, Captain. Another shutout, okay? I mean, I don't know what the man has to do to prove to everybody that he's the real deal. But it's going to be very interesting. I hope he has another great year next year. Then I don't know what you can say. He's had two great years. The bottom line is, without him, it goalie, the Lightning are not Stanley Cup champions. Not once, but twice.
Mm-hmm.
And give the man credit. Now, the team is great, though. Defensively, they play well. They give him a lot of good opportunities to be able to make saves. But still, the man's done the job. And the Seeker Trophy, you know, just has played well. Also, all year long, he was funny during the press conferences if people were able to witness him. And Killorn, what a tough guy. Look, his fibula is still one of the best out there defensively. So, just a great team effort, and congratulations, Tampa Bay Lightning. Big boat parades. Should be a lot of fun for the people in Tampa Bay to enjoy.
Yeah, they won't be throwing the Stanley Cup around. It's too heavy. It's too heavy.
That's very good, Captain. He's referencing folks to when Tom Brady threw the Lombardi Trophy to Cameron Brate, tight end for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, from boat to boat. Yeah, that 35 pounds. What Stanley Cup weighs. That might be a little tough to throw a pass with. Even the 7 pounds of Lombardi Trophy wasn't exactly easy. So, anyway, good points, Captain. Very funny, as usual. So, NBA last night, we'll just touch on that for a quick minute. The Phoenix Suns won 118 to 108. So, they're up 2-0 on the Milwaukee Bucks. They look like they're gonna win it, just like the Tampa Bay looked like they were going to win it all. And but we'll see. Basketball's a little different than hockey, but you get momentum, that's all it takes, and that's what's gonna happen. Don't wanna forget about NASCAR this weekend, Captain. It's gonna be a lot of fun this weekend. I'm looking forward to watching some. Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson, William Byron. Kyle Busch will be in your top four this weekend, so we will see what happens out there in good old NASCAR land. Should be a lot of fun.
Baseball.
A lot of things going on in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Baseball All-Star Game will be this Tuesday coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Major League Baseball in full gear right now. Have to give credit to the San Francisco Giants. They're playing very well. Nobody saw this coming, and they're doing very well. Tampa Bay's been a little bit of a lull, and the Yankees have not been playing up to their potential. But Tampa Bay's coming back a little bit, and we'll see if the Yankees can keep up with them. There were some great games yesterday. Oakland beat the Houston Astros 2-1. But, you know, for a lot of Yankee fans out there, Captain, they lost 4-0 to Seattle. So that's what has been going on pretty much in the baseball world. And then golf next week, Captain. We're going to have the British Open, the final major of this year. We'll see. Phil Mickelson won the PGA. That was a lot of fun this past weekend, Captain. They had the duel. Phil Mickelson
mm-hmm.
and Tom Brady played Aaron Rodgers.
That was in Montana, right?
Yes, it was. Beautiful country. Beautiful country up there in Montana. Big sky country. And played the nice basin out there. Beautiful golf course. Aaron Rodgers and Bryson DeChambeau, they won it and did very well. So congratulations to those two guys. And Tom Brady made a funny comment. I hope you're not playing football as well as you're playing golf today. We have to face you in Green Bay. So we'll see if that occurs. If you're still in Green Bay.
By the way, a horrible incident in Houston the other night. A Houston Astros fan, 17 years old, shot in the head while riding home from a game. He's died as a result.
Yeah, that's very sad. They're having too many of these issues out there with people. Just, you know, till we solve the mental issue, Captain, we're never going to solve the physical issue. That's what people don't seem to realize, you know. Speaking of that, you know, getting off... they're up in Chicago this past 4th of July. They said there was 100 murders
You know, they said it was because of the illegal guns. Mm-hmm. So people don't value life and treat each other with civility anymore. That's the problem. So anyway, that's a whole other topic, I know, Captain. But anyway, and the NFL, you know, they'll be starting training camp here in less than 2 weeks, Captain. So mm-hmm. it should be very exciting for, you know, everybody's team. You know, everybody's undefeated before the season starts. So be looking forward for people's teams to do well.
And there was another horrible situation in Georgia where a rising college football quarterback was killed when 50 bullets were fired into a car, his car.
Yep.
And my goodness sakes, he crashed down here in Florida at a Florida intersection.
Yep. Sad. I don't know why.
Going nuts. Yes, these people are going nuts.
They really are. They just we have to find a way to get everybody on the right track and become more American and work with each other and value things like we used to, Captain.
Well, let's start
at the house.
Let's start flying the American flag everywhere. You know, well, the American flag is making me feel sick. It's making me know. Yeah, right. Get out of here. Get out of town. Leave.
Hey, you know, if you're not happy somewhere, you're free to leave. I mean, that's the beauty of this country.
We will help take you to the bus stop, the train depot, whatever.
Amen, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't say it any better.
Yep.
I don't know why people don't see it that way. If you're not happy somewhere, just leave. It's that simple.
All right. Well, we've run out of time,
right,
so
okay,
we'll talk
friend.
To you on Monday.
Talk to you Monday. God bless everybody. Have a safe weekend.
All right. Patrick Hyland, everybody. And by the way, here is what Patrick Hyland does.
Hey, everybody, it's the captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052. Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
Now, let's finish with this. Have you noticed that the radical left is now admitting that President Trump was right about just about everything that they lied about before the election? Think about this. Number one, hydroxychloroquine works. Number two, the China virus came from a Chinese lab. Number three, Hunter Biden's laptop was real. Number four, Lafayette Square was not cleared for a photo op. Number five, the Russian bounty story was fake. Number six, we did produce vaccines before the end of 2020, in record time, I might add. Number seven, blue state lockdowns just didn't work. Number eight, schools should be reopened. Number nine, the critical race theory is a disaster for our schools and our country. And number ten, Our southern border security program was very successful. And remember, the media and the Democrat partners spent years lying about our president to the American people, and it turns out he was right all along. But then again, we knew that, didn't we? Okay, I'll be back tonight with a weekend edition. I hope everybody has a great day today, and stay out of trouble if you can. Enjoy the day. Be safe. Tell somebody thank you for a good deed. God bless America. See you tonight.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.